Tether-backed Orionyx shuts down after $7 million custody gap. Found Orionyx, a Chilean crypto exchange that operated across four Latin American markets, is winding down permanently after a forensic audit found that more than $7 million in customer assets had been transferred to wallets outside the company's control. The disclosure came on September 6, 2026, and withdrawals have been temporarily suspended while the firm tries to work out how much it can return. The detail that will unsettle most account holders is the timing. This was not a hack executed last week. According to a criminal complaint cited in the disclosure, the transfers took place between 2018 and 2021, years before the shortfall surfaced in the company's own books. The mismatch that triggered the audit chief operating officer Thomas McMillan flagged a significant mismatch on August 27th between the balances Orionyx had recorded internally and the assets it actually held in custody. That prompted an external forensic audit, run as part of the exchange's compliance work under Chile's fintech law, which compared the internal ledger against on-chain data. The audit found discrepancies across Bitcoin, Ether, XRP, and Polygon holdings. In other words, the gap was not isolated to one asset or one wallet. It spanned multiple chains. Co-founders Roberto Zibert and Joaquin Diaz now face criminal complaints tied to the missing funds. Both have denied any wrongdoing. Founded in 2017, Orionyx had grown beyond a simple trading venue into crypto payments and financial services across Chile, Peru, Colombia, and Mexico. A closure of this kind does not just freeze trading balances. It strands anyone who was using the platform as an on-ramp or payment layer in those markets. A well-funded backer did not prevent it. The uncomfortable subtext is the cap table. Tether led Orionyx's Series A round exclusively in June 2025, positioning the deal as part of a push to grow digital asset adoption across Latin America. A little over a year later, the exchange is closing over a custody hole that, per the complaint, predates that investment by several years. The lesson is not that Tether did something wrong. It is that a marquee investor validates a company's growth story, not the integrity of its wallet reconciliation. Due diligence on a funding round examines the business. It does not audit every historical on-chain transfer. Depositors who treated Tether-backed as a safety signal were reading more into it than the label carried. Custody risk is counterparty risk. When you hold funds on any centralized exchange, you do not hold crypto. You hold a claim against the exchange's balance sheet, and that claim is only as good as the assets actually sitting in custody. Orionyx is a clean, if painful, illustration. The recorded balances looked fine for years while the underlying assets had already left. Customers had no way to see the gap from inside their account dashboards. This is the structural reason a growing share of users route spending through self-custody options, where funds stay in a wallet you control until the moment of a transaction. It does not make you immune to loss, but it removes the specific failure mode Orionyx just demonstrated, an operator quietly moving assets you believed were segregated and safe. For anyone weighing where to keep balances, a few concrete checks apply here. Look for exchanges that publish proof of reserves with matching proof of liabilities, not just a reserves snapshot. Treat any platform where you cannot independently verify on-chain holdings as an unsecured lender would treat a borrower. And keep only working balances on a venue you are actively trading through, not long-term savings. If your funds are stuck on Orionyx, withdrawals are paused, so there is no immediate action that recovers funds today. The company has said its priority is to return as much of our clients' assets as possible, which is honest but non-committal language. With a $7 million shortfall against customer balances and a criminal case underway, recovery is likely to run through Chilean courts and could take a long time to resolve. Affected users should document their balances and transaction history now before any dashboard access changes and watch for official communication about a claims process. Anyone who used Orionyx as a payment rail in Chile, Peru, Colombia, or Mexico should move recurring flows to another provider rather than wait. The broader crypto market gave no reaction, which is the expected response to a regional exchange failure. As of September 6, 2026, Bitcoin traded at roughly $79,938, up 0.3% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 75, greed. OrionX is a custody story, not a macro one. Its damage is concentrated entirely on the people who trusted it with their assets.